Time. Let's get straight to Busi Mavuso. She is the CEO of Business Leadership South Africa, and has got a pretty, I would say, controversial view regarding basic income grants. I think most people are comfortable with saying we need it, and maybe she feels the same way, but her issue is that we simply cannot afford it. Busi Mavuso, CEO of Business Leadership South Africa, welcome to Business Breakfast with Rufilo. It's such a pleasure to have you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you. And how are you?
Excellent. Okay. So let me get a sense of your perspective here. First and foremost, are you comfortable with the idea that we probably do need some kind of social wage?
Yes. Okay. I think that is a no-brainer. We definitely need it, Rufilo.
Okay. But we cannot afford it, you say?
But we cannot afford it unless if we actually look at alternative ways other than what our government is currently thinking about.
All right. You seem to say in your writings that this is actually quite misguided, as intense as it's getting. Why do you say that?
It is misguided because I think the way we're talking about big, refill, where we're talking about it and we're talking about funding it in three ways. You know, we're talking about cutting other expenditure. We're talking about issuing more debt. We're talking about raising taxes as one of the alternatives, or as the three alternatives that we actually have to actually fund it. But then you look at it and you say, where is the room in our fiscal to can be able to do that at the moment? Because when you're looking at the issue of debt, Rufilo, you'll see that as much as we are very cognizant of the dire need to comprehensively reform the social security and the healthcare access, but the key consideration should be the sustainability of such reforms, especially if debt is the mechanism that will be used to fund this. So you see, we do ourselves no favors by embracing reforms that destabilize government finances and the economy, setting us on a course for collapse into the arms of our creditors, which is going to have disastrous social consequences and might undermine, will actually undermine our sovereignty, you know, as a country. And this is actually going to drive us, as I've said, into the collapse and into the arms of our creditors, as it were.
So
that is the issue with debt, to say that you cannot, but think about it, Rufilo. We have an expense that you need to cover in your house. You go and borrow to fund that expense. So how long is that piece of string? You're going to borrow and fund that expense, and then when that borrowing finishes, you haven't actually, you know, been able to raise any money to pay back that debt. So are you going to borrow in perpetuity to actually, you know, so debt is not the solution. And if government is thinking that raising debt to actually fund grants is the solution, then it definitely doesn't make sense.
You
know, it's really going to, absolutely.
So, okay, so cutting expenditure is not an option. But one of the things that many will say is the leaky fiscus, the leaky bucket that is the fiscus,
yeah,
is actually where we can actually, we probably have enough money in the kitty already to fund this. And what we really need to do is actually tighten our discipline with respect to our spending. What do you say to that?
So from an expenditure perspective, they are not talking about that. You see, if we were talking about how we actually are more cautious and how we actually seek to root out the corruption that is there in government at the moment, then we'll be having a different discussion, you know. But I think from a cutting expenditure perspective, they are talking about how we actually shift, you know, from other priorities, you know, such as access to healthcare, education, and see how we actually reduce other expenditure items to actually give it to the grant framework, you know. But then where do we cut? Because our fiscal at the moment is actually quite tight, and the expenditure that we're actually spending on is necessary expenditure. So we are not talking about dealing with the endemic and systemic corruption that we have. We're not talking about the billions of rands that actually go to corruption, you know, every month, every day, every year, every financial year, every tax year. So unless and until we are ready to have that discussion. But I wonder, even if we were to have that discussion now, it will be interesting for me, you know, to see what interventions are they actually going to put in place to actually deal with the current corruption. Because, Rufilo, it runs so deep and it runs so high. You know, so dealing with the corruption in the current environment, for me, would need a reset button. You know,
okay.
You really need a decisive government that is actually willing to take, you know, people out of their jobs and to vary and to take a no-nonsense approach, you know, to corruption. But at the moment, we're actually not seeing that. You know, we're seeing people walking around, you know, with impunity. You know, we see
government officials, indeed.
Yeah, right, who continue to be in these positions after you know what I'm saying. So
I do. There are people who've been ministers since 1994 and made no critical change to this country. But now, Busi, you're the CEO of Business Leadership South Africa. Talk to me. We've got 12.4 million people, as you write, who are reliant on a social wage or some kind of support from the state. How do we turn this around?
And you and I get that, you know, having more than 50% of the people living in poverty is unsustainable. We saw where that led last year, you know, when we ended up with the July anarchy. We don't want to see a repeat of that again, you know. And I think and while the plight of the poor in South Africa, you know, needs to be urgently addressed, you know, undermining the economy is not the answer. So in fact, we should be focusing on what we need to do to grow the economy. A growing economy, Refilwe, is the answer. You know, it creates employment and it reduces poverty, but it also generates taxable revenue that fills the state coffers and enables it to spend sustainably on social priorities.
But
remember, Refilwe, we have done this before. You know, in 2008, the economy grew very strongly. It enabled a dramatic expansion of social spending, including creating one of the largest social grant systems in the world. You know, so growth allowed it to happen while simultaneously improving government's financial position and reducing more taxes. So why are we not focusing more on that? Why are we not looking at what is it, you know, that investors would respond to? What is it that would get South Africa out of this economic rut? What is it that would actually make the credit rating agencies to actually lift South Africa or put South Africa, you know, on lift us out of the junk status.
Busi, if I may, Busi, one of the big policy errors that we made in 2008 was the huge expansion of the government workforce. Remember, that's how we responded to the crisis. Was we just hired and hired and hired and hired.
But if you remember, we were on a sustainable trajectory until we actually changed guard in 2009. You know, and when we changed guard in 2009 and when we decided to fund the big infrastructure projects, Medupi, Kusile, Ingula, you know, through government coffers rather than the private sector money, you know, we actually opened up an opportunity for the state capture project that actually sought to hollow out those SOEs, you know, and that is where, I mean, the rest is history. You know, we then, you know, set with industrial scale looting that has actually left South Africa where it is at the moment.
Controversial question for you. If I may, sorry, I'm out of time. Sorry, Busi. We'll have a longer amount of time to speak in the future. But a controversial question for you, as a business leadership leader, what would you say to the idea of disbanding our unions as they stand today? And let them be reconstituted in a different way. But they are a little bit obstructive to the growth project. Am I not wrong?
If you look at it, the relationship between business and labor in this country is one of the most toxic. When you look at just the index, you know, of labor unions in the world, and we look at the productivity versus what we're actually paying, we're sitting as one of the lowest in the world. So if we're talking about reforms, you know, we might just as well add that into the mix. We definitely need to see how we put a reset button on how our labor unions are actually constructed and their engagements and their usefulness actually into the whole environment, as it were.
I appreciate your candor on that. Ms. Busi Mavuso, it's been an honor. Thank you so much for joining us. CEO of Business Leadership South Africa, giving us some very powerful perspectives.